Welcome to My Greek Teacher Podcast. My name is Efi Asvesti and I am founder, teacher and copywriter at mygreekteacher.com. If you are looking for someone to guide you in the Greek language, I will be very happy to help you. Just click mygreekteacher.com and send me a personal email. Start reading books, blog posts, posts on Facebook, Instagram in the Greek language. All the people who want to learn a foreign language dream of themselves speaking it with locals and other people who speak this language. But until we reach that point in reality, we need to change our whole selves and patterns in order to create this person who speaks this language. And that is maybe the most charming part of learning a foreign language. I have learned many things from the things I have done right and the things I have done wrong, big and small experiments that helped me find out that people can learn whatever they want. Today, let's talk about an idea I have about how we can help ourselves start the habit of reading in Greek starting today by sharing my experience of how I did it in English. Before my 30s, it would be unbelievable for me if someone told me that in my life, at some point, reading books in English would be almost the same as reading books in my mother tongue, which is the Greek language. I admired the people who did it so much, but I had never thought about doing it for myself. I thought it was something very difficult, but also something I didn't really need. I didn't have the habit of reading back then in general. This idea of mine would change completely when in my 30s I had to change radically the way I used to live because I had reached a point where I couldn't continue living like that. I felt, and it was true, that I couldn't go straight, I couldn't go right or left. I could have stayed there for a while because it wouldn't go far. Luckily, I felt a huge need to go back. This need finally showed that it was not only the change that saved my life, but also it was a change that made my life incredible and turned it into a new fascinating page for me. I had to go back and start learning again. I had to change the way I was taught what learning is and create a new way that was going to be achievable and enjoyable. At that point, I was looking for one source of positivity in my life, and that could be knowledge. I started reading books in Greek, which was difficult for me at that time to concentrate. I will have another podcast in the future about how to welcome reading in our lives in our native language. So, after some period of time of reading books in Greek, I came up with an online self-help book that I wanted to read, the book Think and Grow Rich, but it wasn't translated into Greek at that point. So, for the first time, there was a thought I had never done before. Will I read a book entirely written in another language? My previous self would say no, but my new self said, yes, you will. So I saved the book on my computer and started reading it, exactly in the same method that had worked for me in Greek. 2 pages of a book a day, which later became 4 or 5. But in this case of reading a book in English, there was also another difficulty, apart from my difficulty to focus on a page. It was the difficulty of new vocabulary. We had a new language here. There was a lot of new vocabulary in one page. Some words were completely new to me, and others I had forgotten through the years. I started writing them down one by one so as to learn them. I saw it as an opportunity to get better in English again, as an extra skill for work, you know. But soon, I had many pages in my notebook full of words that I didn't have the time to study. Guess what happened? I stopped reading the book. Once again, learning became a heavy burden on my back. It became a new task to do, just like all the other tasks I had to do in my day, so I started postponing it. And you know how the circle goes, postponing. Something gives a feeling of guilt, which was the last thing I needed at this point of my life. So, I had to figure out what I could do to overcome this obstacle. I had to find different ways that could make this work. It was about making my brain obsessed with this idea in order to find what works for me. After many experiments, I reached the conclusion that I had to reply to the following questions. Why I want to read this book? What do I want to do? What is the purpose of my reading? So, what I wanted to do was to get the information the book had to offer. But now, all these new words turned from information into obstacles. I had to figure out how I could overcome these obstacles. And I had reached the conclusion that worked for me. It doesn't have to work for you. I reached the conclusion that what we need to do is, no matter what is going on, keep on moving. Keep on moving the pages. We need to create a path that is going to be long. We cannot achieve learning without consistency and duration. Action and duration are the key words. This was a good moment for me because I found the solution to my problem. I decided to start reading 2 pages of the book, and no matter how many words were new to me, I picked only 2. My goal was to finish the book, to understand the general idea, and add 2 new words in every new page. 2 words worked for me. For someone else, it can be 1 new word, 10, or whatever. Always apply what works for you. With my new method, I had the benefits that I wanted. Number 1, I finished reading my first book in English, so now I had officially the habit of reading both in Greek and in English. 2, in a book of 253 pages, I had 506 new words. 3, I got the information I wanted from the book and I broadened my horizons. This book changed my life a lot, also practically. It changed my attitude and brought food on my table with implementing what the author said in a very difficult period of time for me, emotionally and financially. This book wasn't translated in my language back then. And why should I be deprived of the information? Why should I limit myself to getting information only in my native language? I really love this new potential for me. 4, I created the habit of reading in English, and now, 6 years later, I read books in both languages without thinking about it. I still do it today. Now, I don't care if a book is in Greek or English, I just take it. Someone will say, yes, but you already knew English. This doesn't work for me. I can barely read the alphabet in Greek. The truth is, this method works for all levels. If you can read the alphabet in Greek, start with blog posts or social media posts. Read as much as you can without expectations. Practice the reading activity without expecting yourself to know all the unknown things. This is not realistic. It is like expecting yourself to fly towards a mountain. Start by recognizing characters, adding new characters, creating syllables, and picking your first words. Write down 2 new words, 1 new word. The words then will start multiplying. Do this tiny thing every single day. It is going to be two new words every day. At the end of the week, you are going to have around 12 new words. At the end of the month, you are going to have around 50 new words. Do you think this is not important? Maybe it is more important than what you are doing right now. We always compare ourselves with our previous self. Continue. One day it will come. If you build it, it will come. Set humble goals and rise. This method doesn't require any struggle and it works for everyone. Listening and reading are the two only ways to get familiar and learn a foreign language. There is no other way to do it. There is no pill you can take to make it happen. A brutal truth is that we need to stop complaining about the work we don't do. Think about it and ask yourself, do I really want it? If the answer is yes, start reading your paragraph today and write down your two new words, set humble goals and rise. Now that I'm thinking about it, in our next podcast we are going to talk about how to start reading books again in our native language. Enjoy your week and I wish you the best!